Blog Talk Radio.
I love my cool intro music again, thanks to Bill for my cool intro music. Who am I to have intro music? I used to just play a song, and then people say, "Why play the whole song?" So it's still cold out, everyone. Still a little cold out, but it's okay. You know why? Because here we are. We're right here, and the sun is out. And guess what's not outside? Snow on the ground. So that's exciting. And we're heading into a big holiday week for me and for Catholics, because Passover and Easter. And I just can't help but think about the opportunity to acknowledge what spring means to all of us. Because it is a time, we've come out of a slumber. We've come out of an emotional, a physical, a spiritual slumber that's been months. That's what happens and starts to thaw. And we couldn't come out. If we came out of it like 1, 2, 3, it was just warm right now. Not unlike exercise, you'd probably pull something. You'd pull a muscle. You'd pull a spiritual muscle or emotional muscle. So we need to like thaw out and kind of warm up slowly and stretch and be mindful. How are you doing that? How are you thawing out and being mindful? How are you stretching slowly, giving yourself the room so you don't pull anything? Well, one way is to take the time to breathe, right? If we take the time to breathe, we will be more mindful about where we twist and how we turn, where we stretch to. Not sure if that makes sense to anybody, but it makes sense to me, that's for sure. And I am very excited about the opportunity to have, while you're stretching your brain, your heart, your soul, your body, have that conversation with yourself. What would you like to do? What would you like to expand? Where is it getting stuck? What relationship? What conversation with your mom or your husband or your daughter or your son or your boss? Where is there opportunity to grow that instead of tensing up or avoiding it and going the other direction? Instead, loosening up, relaxing, breathing into it, and opening yourself up to that conversation with any of those people, and mostly that conversation with yourself. And I have a number of clients who don't want to get on a scale. They say it's traumatic. They've chosen to get on a weight loss program. But they still view getting on the scale as if it's some judgment of themselves. And I can understand it. Don't get me wrong. I understand what's happening. What I hope to ever empower them to do is to understand that we have a choice. You can look at it, even when you've done something, you've eaten a chocolate cake, you've made a wrong turn on the highway, whether that be of life in a relationship or actual highway. You made that wrong. That you made that turn. There you are. So where are you going to drive your car from there? Where are you going to go? You're going to be mad at the dog in the back. You're going to be mad at your kid for talking. Or are you going to understand that's right where you are? So if you wake up 40 pounds heavier than you want to be, it didn't happen last night, and if you didn't lose any weight from yesterday, it's not because you didn't try. It's just you didn't lose weight. But you know that you did everything else right. All your eating and sleeping and maybe some even some habits of health were done in a healthy manner, that you can look at and say, there's no reason on this good earth that I should not be down. Even if you're not down, it doesn't matter because you know what you've done. Do you think if you're 199 instead of 200 today, the world is looking at you any differently? Only if you are. If you're smiling at the world, then the world can turn around and smile at you. Does that make sense? I hope it does. And the other way around, if you know you didn't make healthy choices, then if you didn't make healthy choices, then you know exactly why also. You don't have to beat yourself up for it. Because even while you were making those choices, you knew you were making them. So, how do we get there? How do you get to a place of non-attachment? By understanding that we get to choose our power. We don't give that power away to a mother. We don't give that power away to our boss. We get to understand that our choice is to know that we get to be in control, even when we've done or made a choice that's not a choice that we thought, you know, was the best. Even if we chose something that was not unplanned, even if we didn't stick to our work schedule and get our whole list done, beating yourself up for it is certainly not going to make the thing. I'm not telling you to go celebrate the concept of not doing what you thought you were supposed to do. I'm telling you that beating yourself up for it is not in any way, shape, or form going to solve it. So, opportunity knocking. Where's our opportunity? Our opportunity is in taking the time to look in the mirror and start with some gratitude, start with some self-love. Literally wake up before you and a yoga instructor I know said this, before you even get out of bed, decide what your energy level is going to be like. Decide that you're worth it, that you love yourself, and tell yourself that literally before you hit the ground. Put your legs up in the air, put your arms up in the air right towards the ceiling like a bug upside down. Close your eyes for a moment. Let the blood all flow down to your body. And then tell yourself how lucky you are to just be doing that. And then after that, when you hit the ground and stand up, remind yourself how lucky you are to be doing that. And if you have a chance to walk over to the restroom and relieve yourself, tell yourself how lucky you are to be doing that. And this is my favorite part of the morning, is when you turn that hot water on and get underneath it every day, that is the yummiest. I take a shower every morning. I can't help but think to myself, even the kings couldn't just get a hot shower just like that hundreds of years ago. Nothing feels better than my skin feel warming up under that water. I had a conversation yesterday with a partner who was very, very caught up in anger at somebody who had been a troublemaker, starting trouble and lying, and says, I hate him. I said, we don't have to hate him. He said, how do we let go of hating him? I said, just give him some love. understand he's doing whatever he's doing because that's why he does it. Outside of that, just go in and let him know that you know that and give him love. Because if you look at your life and everything that's going great and right, you don't have time to go give that hate part. There's nothing there. It's not worth the effort. It's not worth the energy. I hope that makes sense a little bit. Gusto to grab, to be going backwards and filling your basket up with rocks going to hold you down. That goes with anyone. I have another dear friend whose mother has her own conversation with the world and has a hard time handing out any kind of real love, especially to this one child, grown child. And the guilt part, we all know the word guilt. The guilt part comes out, and that part tells us we're supposed to do this, supposed to do that. And that's all true. If you feel like you want to honor somebody because of your own sense of responsibility, it doesn't have to be attached to buying into what they're handing out. Does that make sense? Hope it does. Hope it does. And, yeah, I'm very, very excited. I'm a little mellow today. You can hear my tone. I'm not being energetic, but it's a false reading if you don't think that I'm energetic, because I'm just being exactly that, mellow. I'm very excited about the day. I might go to Home Depot and go get another little brush to paint with and take on a couple projects. Passover is coming. It's always that time of year when we take the time to do that. And that's it. If you know anyone who wants to lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, have them go to whyweightonline.com, telling you I'm watching people lose 20, 30, 40 pounds and then eating regular food and being in charge of their own lives and learning to shift their perspective into living in the now and appreciating the work that they're doing right now and loving it. If you can give yourself that gift, or anyone else you know, I think that may be the greatest gift of all, self-empowerment. Have a great, great week, and I will talk to you next Sunday morning. As we say in my yoga world, namaste. Be well, and open your heart.